www.thebrainfarm.com.
Three Reasons to Worship God in the Barrenness, written by Jennifer Waddle, read by Laura Hopkins. Today's Bible verse is Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 through 18. Though the fig tree should not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, the produce of the olive fail, and the fields yield no food, the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. Worship is not only an expression of the soul to our loving Creator, it is also a choice. For in times of ease, we find it delightful to lift hands of praise, but in times of hardship, we struggle to even find the strength to worship. As life sometimes takes on the form of barrenness, through empty womb or lonely heart, finding joy in the God of our salvation can be challenging. Rejoicing in the emptiness can feel counterintuitive, but it is the exact thing needed for the journey. God is in the barrenness. We have to believe that, even when we don't feel it, for without Him, there is no hope. According to Psalms chapter 39, verse 7, "And now, Lord, what do I wait for? My hope is in You." Here and now, in the midst of the lonely, the Lord is worthy to be praised. He is still on the throne, and He is good. Above every situation, He remains steadfast and holy. Do we believe that? Here are three reasons to worship God in the barrenness. First, God has a divine purpose for every season. There is a foundational and divine purpose for everything we are allowed to go through in this life. That isn't an easy truth to accept, but it is necessary for rising above the pain enough to praise God through it. That isn't an easy truth to accept, but it is necessary for rising above the pain enough to praise God through it. Remember, the enemy wants to steal our praise, and in the midst of intense trial, he will pounce on our vulnerabilities and lie to us concerning God's divine purpose. However, when we declare that God is sovereign over every situation, we can look upward instead of inward and worship Him in the barrenness. According to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, "To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven." Second, Jesus is our first love. I'm afraid it is part of human nature to love ourselves the most. Self-centeredness is a struggle for even the most serving of hearts. Especially when we face difficult seasons, our attention is quickly turned inward. Almost by default, we strive to make the uncomfortable go away. Therefore, it is crucial to remember our first love in times of barrenness. By loving God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, we will still be able to worship no matter what comes. According to Mark chapter 12, verse 30, "And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength." Third, God will turn our mourning into dancing. Barrenness is but a season, a painful time of yearning and wandering. But God is faithful. He is with us in it, and He sees us through it. No matter how long the road seems, how dark the night is, there is joy in the morning. The Lord turns every sorrow into rejoicing and our mourning into dancing. According to Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 13, "For I will turn their mourning to joy, will comfort them, and make them rejoice rather than sorrow." Choosing to worship in times of barrenness is a beautiful and sacrificial act of love and obedience to a worthy Creator. By loving Him with our whole heart and knowing His divine purpose exceeds our current circumstances, we will indeed dance with joy again.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
No matter what you're going through, you are not alone. Sis, if you've experienced pain in your father-daughter relationship, I want you to know that you are loved and seen. I'm Kia Stevens, host of the Hope for Women with Father Wounds podcast, and I created my show to help you exchange your father wounds for the love of God the Father. Join me for encouragement, wisdom, and scripture. Just search Hope for Women with Father Wounds on lifeaudio.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.